Last night, animal rights activists held signs in front of the county center in downtown Tampa. They were advocating for a complete ban on tethering, but an ordinance being considered prevents dog owners from tying up their pets outside for more than 30 straight minutes. Violators could be forced to pay fines if found guilty or face seizure of the dog if cruelty is discovered. Brian Wilson is with the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, and supports the tethering ban.
What we're hoping to do is to encourage the Animal Services Advisory Board to pass the ordinance that they've been dragging their feet on for about a year. They've had the anti-tethering ordinance before the Animal Services Advisory Board, and we're hoping that tonight they'll put it before the county commissioners or make some real commitments towards making changes for dogs across the county and for neighborhoods across the county. By banning 24-hour tethering of dogs, it doesn't just protect the life of the dogs by keeping the dogs out of the heat and the humidity and out of the cold in the wintertime and out of the sun, but it also protects the neighborhoods because chain dogs are much more likely to bite because when you limit their territory to the end of the chain, a dog may become much more aggressive and much more likely to bite either a child especially or an adult who approaches the dog, not realizing that the dog has become more territorial because of the chain.
While Hillsborough County's Animal Advisory Board has taken more than 13 months to review the ordinance, Wilson points out that other counties have already taken action.
Laws in Seminole County, laws in Orange County, laws in Alachua County have all been passed. Laws in Miami-Dade County also have been passed. And there are states across the country where laws have been passed towards anti-tethering languages available for the Animal Services Advisory Board.
And while some people may be keeping dogs as security for their home, Wilson says that tethering can actually hinder a dog's ability to protect a family.
Many people do think about that as far as a dog being a protector. And dogs are very protective of their families. They're very protective animals of their territory. But if you limit a dog's territory to the length of his chain, he's not protecting your family. He's protecting his small little range that he has at the end of his chain. A protective dog is a dog that comes into the family and will be there so that if anyone does break into the residence, the dog is there to defend the family, not chained in the front yard where someone can go into your house from the backyard or vice versa.
Isabella Tassi spoke before the board in opposition to the ordinance. She said it would be difficult to effectively enforce.
Basically, somebody driving by on their way to work or running errands has to sit for 30 minutes and watch and witness to make sure that the dog is tethered for 30 minutes. That's really not very feasible, and Animal Services is also not able to do that. They don't have the resources to sit there for 30 minutes and make sure that the dog has been there for 30 minutes. And of course, the dog could have been there many hours before somebody shows up. So that's very unenforceable or very difficult to do.
Tassi also rejected a provision that would exempt agricultural dogs from the ordinance.
One of the members of the board stated that since this has been done 100 years, meaning dogs tethered on agricultural lands, that they know what's best and we should leave it as is. But I think it's the exact opposite. If something has been done for 100 years, it's time to look at it more closely and modify or change it. 150 years ago, slavery was still legal in this country. 100 years ago, women did not have the right to vote, and there were no child labor laws protecting children who worked long and dangerous hours. And a mere 50 years ago, Jim Crow laws were still being enacted and enforced. Animal cruelty laws have also evolved over the years. We have evolved as a society in how we treat people and animals, and we need to continue doing so. We need to come into the 21st century and create a more compassionate world for dogs.
The Pinellas County City of Seminole has already passed a citywide anti-tethering law due to the efforts of their former city council member Dan Hester. He has used his prior experience to help guide Hillsborough County through a similar process.
It's been, for the most part, a good experience in Hillsborough County. It's taken a lot longer than I believe it should have. But part of that reason is because there are two board members on the Hillsborough County Animal Advisory Committee that are just adamant about not supporting or enacting an anti-tethering ordinance, and that's a shame.
Now that the ordinance has passed the Animal Advisory Board, the county attorneys will review the language before putting it on the agenda for a commission vote. To find out more, go to our website at WMNF.org/news. Reporting from downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.